The legend of the Oakfield Highwayman. It began in 1757 when a foreign merchant arrived in Oakfield.
I am a foreign merchant who has arrived in Oakfield.
There was an ominous wind in the air. The merchant had travelled from distant lands.
I have travelled from distant lands.
And had many fine herbs and spices.
I have many fine herbs and spices.
He wished to offer them to the people of Oakfield.
I wish to offer them to
all my days. The merchant set up a stall in the town square to display his exotic produce and trinkets.
Be it dye for your clothes or spice for your stew, let your eyes, ears or nose choose it for you.
But the people of Oakfield didn't trust the merchant.
Why is it so bright?
It smells quite strange.
I don't like spice and I don't like change.
We poke on herbs that keep us fed.
You want us to switch up our doors instead? What happens to us when your herbs are sold and you packed up shop and sold in our gold?
Outraged and left with nothing, the merchant retreated to the forest and plotted revenge on Oakfield.
Oh, gimme, I love this bit. The merchant hid in the forest and began robbing, ransacking and even murdering those who passed in or out of Oakfield.
Cry.
He lurks in the trees, he skulks in the night. He kills with a blade if he dares try to fight. For our dogs to take all he can. No one is safe from the highwayman.
Cry. The legend of the Oakfield Highwayman was born. And the town sheriff decided something must be done.
I am the sheriff, I'm brave and strong and do stuff. I vow to catch the highwayman. But first I'll eat this cream puff.
Yokeville Highwayman's a money-grubbing mercenary and a blight to this town.
Yeah!
It's my sworn duty to capture this villain and hang him by his coin purse.
Yeah!
Not only ending his life, but providing a timely and ritual metaphor.
The sheriff set up a trap to lure the highwayman out. A passengerless convoy would ride down the forest path.
Cry.
The highwayman would stop the carriage in its tracks.
I am the highwayman and I will stop this carriage in its tracks.
He would open the doors to find there is nobody there.
Ah! I've opened the doors to find there is no one there.
Giving the sheriff enough time to ambush him.
I am the sheriff and I arranged this ambush. My trap went as planned, thanks to a hiding in this small bush.
Guards, seize the highwayman and his coin purse. Small bush, you've done well. I'm promoting you to deputy chief constable.
Oh boy, wait till the guys hear about this.
The sheriff and the townsfolk took the highwayman to the nearest clearing and shrunk him by the ties of his coin purse.
Show no mercy!
Highwayman, you've been sentenced to be hung by your coin purse until dead. Do you have any last words?
I came to this town hoping I could belong. I thought I'd be welcomed, but I was wrong.
Is that it? Most people beg and plead for mercy or something. Each to his own, I suppose. Hang him!
With pleasure, sir.
Excuse me, you haven't actually executed him yet.
Oh, sorry. Got a little overexcited.